Brandy sitting in for Gary Goldberg. With me right now is Hillel Presser of the Presser Law Firm. Now, we have Gary normally on the program talking about how to protect your assets on the investment side. And, of course, the tax man Bill Carbonari on the tax side. We would like to discuss a little more of that on the legal side. So let's welcome Hillel Presser. Good morning and welcome to Money Matters.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh, great to have you here. It's very important to protect one's assets, not only in retirement, but towards retirement. And this goes as far as when one has one's own business or when one is trying to protect one's home and savings. But let's go into going towards retirement, Hillel, and discuss some of the things people kind of forget when it comes to saving for retirement plus protecting.
Sure. Well, you know, people spend a lifetime trying to make money so that maybe they can one day retire or potentially pass some assets down to their spouse or children. But unfortunately, they spend so much time on how to make the money, they never spend time thinking about how to protect it. You can work your entire life, and one lawsuit can take everything away. You can get in one car accident. One person can slip and fall on your property. You can get into one bad contract. You know, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued, but nobody's immune from a lawsuit. And in today's frivolous society, lawsuits are really the next biggest business. So the challenge that I give to all my clients are, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it.
Now, your book is called Financial Self-Defense, and it can be available at assetprotectionattorneys.com. There are people who don't realize that some silly cases can drain them, even if they're frivolous, could drain them of some savings thanks to lawyer fees and court fees and everything else like that. We don't have tort reform in the U.S., and if we did have that, a lot of that might be a bit easier. But really, protecting oneself with proper insurance, with protecting one's savings from somebody trying to take their house and their business, that sort of thing, that's something people, while they're working so hard all these hours and trying to save money with their financial advisor, don't tend to remember.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, our legal system makes it so easy and inexpensive to sue. Essentially, anybody can hire an attorney on any corner. That attorney will probably take the case for free on a contingency fee basis. The problem is that even if it's a frivolous lawsuit, it's probably going to cost the defendant tens of thousands of dollars just to defend the case. And I tell my clients, you know, before you do anything, just educate yourself. Know that there are things you can do. And you mentioned the new book, Financial Self-Defense. If any of your listeners go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention this show, I'll send them a free copy.
Now, in the book, you discuss how people can try their best to protect their homes. Now, people don't realize, yes, you can sue somebody, take their house physically or sort of figuratively because of all the financial the finances you'll be taking. But how can one protect one's home, their primary residence?
Well, there's some different business entities that you can put your house in. Now, in some states, your house is protected, and it just depends on what exemptions your state has. And again, on our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, we have a list of every exemption for every state. So, for example, in Florida, your house is protected. In Texas, your house is protected. But for the states where your house is not protected, you want to think about maybe taking it out of your personal name and putting it into some sort of protective entity, whether it's an LLC, a trust, a limited partnership. There's no one size fits all, but you do want to make sure you get it protected.
Now, how can a person, let's just say, own nothing but control everything?
You know, nobody really owns anything. Even if you own a boat or you own a car, it's really just a long-term lease because you can't take it with you when you go. So don't be so worried with what the title is and who owns it. Just be concerned with, you know, who has the beneficial interest and who can use and benefit from that asset. So take assets that you have that are in your own name and put them in protective entities, LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts, etc. You know, if you're a trust, you might be able to be a beneficiary. If the asset's an LLC, you might be able to be the manager and use it, or the member, or the owner. So again, there's so many different things that you can do to own nothing but control everything.
Now, with me is Hillel Presser. He is the man behind the Presser Law Firm, the founder, obviously, but he's also the author of the book Financial Self-Defense. There's a new revised edition of that available at assetprotectionattorneys.com. Now, a lot of ambulance chasers will say, even if it's a case where somebody gets hurt at a friend's place, will say, hey, the insurance companies will handle it. It's the insurance companies will take the hit. of a fantasy is that? You could ruin somebody's life.
Sure, and you know what? I tell my clients, buy as much insurance as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. But don't forget, insurance is there to make a profit. They're not there to pay all the claims. A lot of the claims are never paid. My father used to say, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. You know, anyone with an insurance policy knows that you have about a half a page of what's included and about 65 to 70 pages of exclusions. Also, you know, what if you only have $300,000 in insurance and you get sued for $1 million? You know, what if your insurance company goes out of business? You know, your friend's going to be the one holding the bag and his rates are probably going to go up. So, you know, unfortunately, it's a falsity, and, you know, the personal injury attorneys would love to tell you that, you know, so they could sue and get a third or 40% of the profit.
Hello. Another thing we should mention, because of what's been happening over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, weather. That's a big issue, and insurance companies will do their darndest to get out of paying for mass weather hits, tragedies like Hurricane Sandy, like Katrina, and like what happened. And people still forget there are places that are still rebuilding from Sandy. There are places that took forever to rebuild in Mississippi from Katrina. Yes, people forget Mississippi was hit very hard too.
Yeah, and it's not just the insurance company's paying. But think about it. You have a big storm like that. What happens when your tree falls on the neighbor's car? You know, what happens when your car, you know, hits the neighbor's house? So it's not just, you know, the insurance company paying for your claims. It's when your property starts affecting and injuring other people as well.
And this is why one reads the small print, and this is why it's a good idea to take a look at this book, Financial Self-Defense from Hillel Presser. Once again, your offer on AssetProtectionAttorneys.com, Hillel?
Yeah, as long as they go to our website, www.AssetProtectionAttorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, just fill out the contact us form. I'll go ahead and send them a free copy of the book.
Well, that's really nice. Thank you very much. Again, the website, AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. Hillel Presser, thank you for joining us. The book, Financial Self-Defense, a new revised edition. Thanks again for coming out with us, Hillel.
Thanks for having me.